Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson took the judicial oath of office, officially joining the U.S. Supreme Court today and becoming the first African-American woman to sit on the high court. The court opens its new term on Monday with much controversy still swirling over its June decision in Dobbs v. Jackson, overturning what had been a woman's federal constitutional right to abortion. Now, a new poll from Monmouth University suggests the decision may have changed Americans' views about the court. Joining us now is Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. And Patrick, thanks for joining us. What do Americans think about the Supreme Court?
Well, it's pretty much negative. We have 54% who disapprove of the court, 37% who approve. That disapprove number went into majority territory back in May, and that's when the Dobbs decision first leaked. Prior to that, it was pretty much a split decision on the court with about the same number approving and disapproving. We had seen that for the past year, basically since the composition of the court changed in 2021. But it really, that Dobbs, there's no question that Dobbs decision really did have a significant impact in moving a majority of Americans into disapproval of the way the court is behaving.
How do opinions about the court differ by political party, by gender, race, other factors?
Yeah, well, we see quite a few things there. Republicans approve of the court. That's not surprising. Democrats disapprove of the court. But we see some real increases there. For example, younger Americans under 35 years old, 70% say that the court is out of touch with them. And that, I think, that is really what the key is. We have women, more women than men, say the court is out of touch. And that's where one of the big, issues is the court really legislating the Constitution and laws, regardless of what the public say, or is the court imposing a different set of values than what most Americans have? We've had 59% of Americans say that the court is out of touch with those values.
What could this mean to the court in terms of potential court reforms the American public could accept?
Well, Americans don't want to change too much about the institution itself. So we propose a couple of possible reforms in the poll. One that does get majority support is putting term limits on Supreme Court justices, not letting them serve for their entire lifetime. 66% approve of that. But another proposal that's been proposed by some Democrats, which is to expand the size of the court from 9 justices, because there's nothing in the Constitution that says it has to be 9 justices, that doesn't go over very well. 60% oppose any kind of court expansion.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.